This is a story about prostate cancer, which is a disease which affects more than 670,000 men across the world. And now researchers have known for a long time that prostate cancer is fueled by the male sex hormone testosterone. And often men with prostate cancer are given drugs that block the production or the action of testosterone in the body. And usually these treatments are pretty successful, but they do stop working after a while because the body, the cancer, develops resistance and starts growing again. But now scientists in America have made a very surprising discovery that could actually have a potentially really big impact on the way that men are treated. Now, led by Dr. Mark Rubin, the scientists analysed the activity levels of more than 6,000 genes in 455 samples of men with, from men with prostate cancer. So these are prostate cancer samples. And they found that samples from particularly aggressive cancers were actually being driven by the female hormone, estrogen. Now, men do produce some estrogen in their body, so it's not, you know, really weird. But to get a little bit more detailed, around half of all aggressive prostate cancers are driven by something called a fusion protein. And this is created when two really important genes for driving cells to multiply get stuck together. And they actually found that estrogen was really fueling this this fusion protein, making the cancer cells grow. But what does this actually mean for men with prostate cancer? Well, we know for a start that estrogen plays a really important role in breast cancer, and there's lots and lots of very successful drugs for breast cancer that target estrogen. So perhaps we could use these drugs, perhaps we could use similar drugs.
Has no one tried that? I'm quite surprised, because
there's been some. I think some female drugs are used, but it's this is the first time they've actually found that it's the receptor for estrogen that's really driving
this aggressive form. Because testosterone encourages it, and men get given drugs to stop them making testosterone, and that makes their prostate cancer slow down or shrink. So this is interesting that the other female hormone does
exactly.
Similar thing.
It's a very new discovery. It's very interesting. And then on a slightly more speculative note, there's maybe a possibility. There's been some talk about estrogens in our environment or estrogen mimics in our environment possibly leading to some cases of breast cancer or that kind of thing. And maybe that's being responsible for fueling some prostate cancers. But that's really very speculative at the moment. It's a really new discovery.